Give you all a very warm welcome again. Thank you for coming. I'm just going to preach on a verse, and yet I'm going to read three. You say this man can't add up. Well, that might be true. But it's a verse that's repeated three times over in our Bibles. And you know, I think if God wants to say something to us, he'll say it to us once. And if God definitely wants to say something to us, he'll say it to us twice. And if he emphatically wants us to know it, he's going to say to us three times. Nice to see children here tonight. And those of you that are parents, I know how you have to deal with your children because I have to deal with mine. And he was one of them. I'm not going to say which was the best and which was the worst of the bunch. They're all as bad as each other. I want to go to the prophecy of Joel. So I'm flicking my pages over and I'm just trying to find it. Here we are, Joel. The prophecy of Joel, please. Don't worry if you haven't got a Bible. If you haven't got a Bible and you would like one, we have brought Bibles with us. Not enough for one for every house in Kozel, but if you need a Bible tonight and you would like to take one, please ask us and we'll happily give you a Bible. Joel chapter 2 and at verse 32. As I said, it's three verses and yet it's the same verse. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Matthew read to us from the Acts. He didn't read my verse. I'm going to the Acts and chapter 2 and verse number 21. Here it is. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be, and you might say, delivered. Because that's what Joel said. It's been word for word quotation so far, hasn't it? Well, almost. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It means exactly the same. And Paul's letter to the Romans, Romans chapter 10, and at verse number 13. Thank you very much. Thank you. Verse number 13. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let me ask you tonight. Are you saved? So saved from what? Saved from sin that we've been talking about. Or Matthew's been talking about. Saved from sin. And who are sinners? You, me and everyone else. For that's what God declares in his word. You say, chapter and verse, please. Well, we'll give you chapter and verse for everything we preach tonight and throughout the coming weeks. If we say something that you think isn't in the Bible, you challenge us and put us right, please. Because we're not fulfilling our commission if we preach anything that's not in this book. So the word of God says in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means we've missed the high standard of God. Matthew talked to us about the holiness of God. You know, so holy is the presence of God that the angelic beings around the throne, they cry these words, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And you and I haven't reached that. We've missed it, not by a mile, we've missed it by thousands of miles, millions of miles. We've never reached it. And you know what? Don't ever try and reach it. And because you never will. You say there's no possibility then. Well, of course there is. That's why we're here. Gospel means good news. We've got good news for Kozel. We've got good news for Ward Rorton. We've got good news for Shustoke. We've got good news for everyone. And the good news is this, that sinners can be forgiven. And you say, how do I get that? Did you notice our text? Whosoever. You say, I'm not including that, aren't you? Of course you are. There's no one that is excluded from the invitation of God. Whosoever. So that means from the youngest tonight to the oldest. That means male and female. That means anyone, everyone can come. It's irrespective of whether you're a millionaire that lives in Shustoke or whether you live in the back end of beyond. It doesn't matter where you come from. Because the message is for the whosoever. Let me tell you something tonight about the God of heaven. What is the God of absolute holiness? He's a God who loves sinners. That's the verse that we put out. 6,000 of them. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That, oh, there's another one. Whosoever, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Right, here we go then. How do we get this salvation? How do we get this forgiveness of sins? How do we get it? It's in our verse. Whosoever shall call. Do you know, I love the Bible for its simplicity. You say, really? Yes. God has given us a book that we can understand. We don't need to have a PhD. We don't need to have a Doctor of Divinity. None of us have. We're just simple folk that read this book and believe it inside out and upside down. Everything about it. And the Bible tells us very clearly of how we can get saved. Whosoever shall call. There's three individuals, you know, and I love their little prayers. Three word prayers. So that wasn't the opening prayer tonight. No, it wasn't. And it might not be the closing prayer tonight. But you know, here are three men. Let me just tell you about them and the woman. That prayed three word prayers. There was a thief next to the Lord Jesus. Well, actually, there were two. They blasphemed the Lord Jesus. They were there because of the crimes that they had done. They both blasphemed him. And then in process of time, one looked at the Saviour and he realised there was something unique about him. There is, you know. There's something unique about the Lord Jesus. He's the Son of God. He's the Saviour, the only Saviour. And here's the dying thief at the cross who changes his mind and he changes his heart. He realises, I'm a sinner and Christ is sinless. He realised, I'm receiving the due reward of my deeds. He's not done anything wrong, and he hadn't. And he cried out these words, Lord, remember me. Did God hear a prayer like that? I tell you this, if you cry that prayer tonight, he'll remember you. He'll hear you. He's a blessing. Not that one. Peter, the disciple, in the New Testament. He was a fisherman, you know, experienced at the sea. The Lord Jesus came to meet the disciples as they were crossing the Sea of Galilee one night. And the storm rose, and the tempest beat upon the ship, and they were in danger, in jeopardy. And they see the Lord Jesus walking on the water. And they thought it was a ghost. And then they realise it's the Lord Jesus. And Peter says, Lord, if it's you, let me come out of the boat and meet you on the water. And the Lord Jesus says to him, come. Peter, brave boy, he steps out of the boat and he goes walking on the sea. I don't think you've ever done it, have you? And I haven't done it. We can't. But he can because he's the Son of God. And he gets out of the side of the boat and he walks upon the sea to meet the Saviour and beginning to sink. Because you see, he took his eyes off the Saviour and he thought about the danger where he was and he began to sink. And what do you do when you're sinking? You don't just sink, do you? Of course you don't. When you're sinking, you realise you're in danger of perishing. And so you cry out, save me. That's what Peter did. And the Lord let him sink, didn't he? No, he didn't. No, he didn't. The Lord reached out his hand and picked him up and brought him into the ship. Three words. Lord, save me. And there was another lady. And she had a demon-possessed daughter, and she was in a terrible state. And she just cried these words, Lord, help me. Do you think he did? You know he didn't, don't you? Of course he did. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Who did Matthew say we were preaching over these 2 weeks? And then again at Philongley, and then again at Just Stoke. And then back to Birmingham, and then down to South Warwickshire, down to villages around Rugby. We're going to be quite busy this summer, you know. So it's worth it. But you see, who did Matthew tell us that we needed to call upon? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. I'm glad that Matthew quoted Acts 4 verse 12. I'm going to quote it again to you. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. Did you notice those last three words? We must forwards. We must be saved. So are you saved? If you need help, need to know any more from the Bible, please ask us. We're harmless folk, you know. As Matthew says, we're not here to form a church. We're not here to steal sheep from other churches either. We're here to preach Christ. Shall we pray?